Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is a longtime 19-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a political expert, a political operative. He spins to the right most of the time. He has long credentials in the political world of being a very smart, highly influential guy, and now he's pontificating a number of different places, including here and his own twice-weekly cyber column, which you can find at Mullings.com. He's our good friend, Rich. Welcome back.
Thank you, buddy. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. So, Rich, I'm going to quote Obi-Wan Kenobi and say this, and then I'll let you go. There's a disturbance.
Of all the things I was ready for, this is not one of them.
Well, you can always count on me for that, Rich. You know that. There's a disturbance in the force.
Right.
That happened Tuesday, didn't it?
It certainly did. And I voted for Joe Biden in Northern Virginia. In Virginia, we don't register by party.
Oh.
And there was no primary because the Trump people didn't want to have to go through it. So they just said, we're not having a primary.
So you went in there with all the other deep state people and voted for Biden. Is that what you said?
I was going to get to that. As I've been out and about in the last couple of days, I found a lot of my Republican friends who, like me, had never even considered voting in a Democratic primary, all voted in the Democratic primary and all voted for Biden.
Well, you know that's a problem with – that's part of the problem with politics, right? That's what happened in Texas in the last election. That's the reason they lost Houston lost 57 Republican judges, and so did San Antonio, because people crossed over.
Well, I used to say that that's a two-bank shot in pool, that people said people would say, well, we're going to get the other party that have just affected to come over and vote in. And I used to say, that never works. Well, guess what? I was wrong then.
You were wrong.
And I'm wrong now. It does work.
Yeah, it does work. So why did you do that? Did you do that to help Biden, as a shot to Bernie? Did you do it because you want Biden to be president or because you want Biden to run against Trump?
I want Biden to be president.
Okay.
Given the field that's left.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Right.
Well, let's stick for now.
I'm not much of a Trump guy.
It's my fault. Let's stick to the Democrats because that's where the fun is right now. We'll get to the race after a while. Talk to us about what happened on Tuesday.
Well, what happened on Tuesday, and I was just watching New York Mayor de Blasio on one of the morning chat shows explain why now that it's down to two people, Bernie's going to win. He's not going to win. I think Biden's got this thing now.
Yeah.
And if you look at the returns,
even though he's only 50, about 50 behind, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. But if you look at the way the votes, the way people voted, early voting has changed the landscape dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And Texas is a great example. When
California,
the early vote returns were counted first, and Bernie had a 50,000 vote lead. But when the votes on election day started coming in,
mm-hmm,
he was just buried by people who, like me, had gone in and voted for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden won by the day of vote by 100,000 votes and ended up winning the state.
Right.
The same thing happened in California.
Yeah.
I mean, Bernie thought he was just going to sweep through California like everything else, and he's going to win California, but it's not going to be a gigantic sweep.
But so tell us what happened. Tell us what happened between last Saturday and Tuesday. That's the news, really, isn't it?
It's like somebody you used Obi-Wan Kenobi. I'll use Hogwarts. Somebody sprinkled some kind of pixie dust on the process and changed everything. I've never seen anything like that.
Nobody
else has either.
Nobody has. Yeah, that was that talk about from code blue to being dismissed from the hospital.
Not only being dismissed from the hospital, but getting to drive the ambulance.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Biden, but we'll talk about Biden in just a minute. But the this is incredible. So, and I'm glad you said what you said about this is unprecedented, this turnaround. Which is a little scary if you think about it, but it's an example of how nobody should ever be ruled out, and maybe certainly even Bernie Sanders, not Elizabeth Warren. We'll talk about that strategy after the break with our good friend Rich Galen. We're going to take a quick one, folks. We'll be right back after these messages. We'll talk some more about what kind of a candidate will Biden be a good candidate? Can he hold it together all the way through to November? We'll see about that after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.